Bersabar, world leader in the development of heavy lifting solutions, a proud sponsor of the Mike Ditka program. Bersabar, also a proud supporter of the University of Illinois, the College of Civil and Environmental Engineering, the St. Louis Cardinals, and the Unity Rockets. Yes. You want to learn more about Bersabar, you go to www.vbar.com. That's www.vbar.com. Bersabar, the power of engineering delivered. Joining us once again, Brother Johnny, Houston, Texas.
You got it, Stevie J.
Yeah.
50-50. Mike Ditka, are you in Chicago, Mike?
I'm in Chicago.
All right, Johnny, you got to tell Mike about the claw, what Bersabar is doing. Unbelievable, Mike. I mean, engineering breakthrough after engineering. It's unreal what Johnny's doing. And I know you won't be surprised, Mike, but it's phenomenal.
Well, it's this big grapple that can pick up an offshore platform that's on the bottom of the Gulf, and we've made it to reduce the amount of diving required. These guys are down 200-300 feet. They live down there, and they're amazing. But it's a high-risk job, so we're trying to reduce what they have to do. And this big grapple is kind of like one of the things at the gas station, see where you grab a stuffed animal.
Yeah, it's a claw.
You have to just you got to put a real big quarter in this one, and
and
then you try to grab this deck. Well, it's brand new, and we'll try to go out after this tropical depression clears, but it's too rough to work right now.
Unbelievable! So you hook it on to the VB10000, which is a lift machine that lifts, you know, it's listed at 10,000 tons, and so it'll go down under the water, could be 250 feet. Grab it like you're grabbing a teddy bear in a vending machine. And then you grab whatever mud with it, and it kind of shakes off the mud, or how does that work?
Well, it just you get what you get, and then bring it up without having to go down and hook slings or hooks on the deck, so that you're doing it with a lot less subsea preparation. So, that's a big teddy bear pop, because it can lift about 2-3 million pounds.
Unreal, Mike. Isn't that amazing?
But it really, I don't know, and you guys are throwing numbers around. I don't think people really understand what 2-3 million pounds are and what an engineering feat it has to be to pull something like that off the bottom of the water, or the lake or the ocean or whatever.
Yeah, it is tough pulling out of the mud, but it's interesting, Stevie.
Will you have any cameras down there so you can see what you're doing?
Yeah. We've got what we call a remote operated vehicle, and we're going to see what we can see. It's not the best visibility, but we've got all manner of ways to see where we are and to stab these kind of tines like a fork into the sides of the deck to grab it.
And our great dear friend, the late Clint Atkins, big part of this one.
Oh, yeah. Well, boy, he's looking at it. I think he's watching it, Steve.
He'd love this. Oh, he'd love this. All right. Jobs report just came out. Mike, no jobs added. Zero. We're 9.1% unemployment.
Well, I guess it's all going to be fixed up next week, because we're going to get the whole solution. It's all going to come down to where here's what we're going to do, and then it's going to wave that wand, and it's going to be done. I'm telling you. It's going to be real good next week. It's going to get real good in America.
Well, yeah. So I guess that's Thursday we're going to hear from.
I'll tell you what I'll be doing on Thursday. I'll be watching the Saints and Packers play.
Now, listen to this, though. All right. Now, I asked this question yesterday. You have the most powerful office in the world, and they go to John Boehner requesting a night that they know is going to be conflicted with the presidential debate for the Republicans at the Reagan Library. Wouldn't you do this behind the scenes, get the date cleared before this all comes out about, ooh, the president can't do it Wednesday. Ooh, how can you turn down the president? Why don't you do this stuff before you release it?
Well, you're exactly right. The first thing, there's no question, putting a speech on Wednesday was to conflict with the Republican
debate. You there, Steve?
Yeah, I'm there, Mike.
We might have lost Mike. Oh. It sounded like I heard a click, but what he was going to say, I think they deliberately did put the timing to. I don't know who came up with that. I doubt it was Barack Obama. I don't know if he thinks enough to have come up with something, and I really don't think he would have made a mistake like that.
No,
what
you would do, what I would have done here in Champaign, Illinois, Johnny, is I would have said, okay. Let's call John Boehner. Let's request it behind the scenes. He's going to say Wednesday's not good, Thursday a football conflict, but you deal with it. Then you come out after everybody agrees and say, I'm now requesting a time, and then it's all done.
And I think the whole story here is not so much, okay, there was a conflict. But anybody, Steve, anybody would have done that. Mr. Press, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
Anyone would have. How far off the reservation is this guy? That's the story.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like he's even thinking. And then I don't know how good his job's report speech is going to be. So.
Well, what's he going to say that's going to be news?
That's what we'll wait and see. So.
Well, I don't think there's. And how far can you go when you have a debt ceiling and you're limited anyway on what you can add to this debt? He doesn't want to go back next year and ask for more debt.
Well, it's a tough spot, and I don't know what he's going to say. I think another mistake that I wouldn't have thought he should have made was just to make the speech such a high profile. Because if it's not some kind of silver bullet that everybody says, that's going to do
it,
they're going to just pick him apart. And he doesn't need any more of that. So I don't know why he has this joint session of Congress, usually reserved for some sort of crisis or declaration of war. You can do it to your president. But,
we got Mike back, and we're talking.
I just left you for a minute, but I, as I was saying, I think what John Boehner did, I think you got to stand up for what's right. I don't care if it's against the President of the United States or who. You got to stand up for what's right. There's a way. There's protocol in everything. And they're talking about the protocol on behalf of the Speaker of the House. What about the protocol on behalf of the President? There's a way to do things, you know, and they didn't do them the right way, and they didn't get the results they wanted.
Well, and then to me, it really diminishes the office when the President now says he'll speak before the pregame. He's the President of the United States. He's going to do this at 7 o'clock Eastern. That is 4 o'clock on the West Coast.
Well,
prime time, that's for sure.
Oh.
Well, as bad as the situation was handled, I'm going to give him a plus on doing that. No one's going to be listening.
Yeah,
that's 4 o'clock on the West Coast.
No,
but at least he didn't get in front of the NFL season opener, because most people put that ahead of what he may or may not say.
I know, but what does that say about us right now? If the priority is, and I would watch the Saints and Packers and look at him later on YouTube. But that's just—is that where the country is, or is that where the office of the presidency is?
It really is. I think right now, I think you guys got to be honest. A lot of people really don't care. And I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, because they don't care because they don't think they can do anything about it. They can't change anything, so they just go ahead with the flow. And I can tell you, I want to tell you, yesterday I had to go somewhere. It took me 2 hours to drive where I had to drive. I have never in my life, I don't know where these people are going. I don't know what they're doing. But I've never seen traffic on the outside, what would they call the tri-state outside of Chicago, was bumper to bumper for 25 miles. And I'm talking about guys at 6:30 at night. I was going to speak to a group of kid football players, and I had to get way out on the west side and then come back for the city. I've never seen anything like the traffic around the city of Chicago in my life as I have in the last month or so. So, there's a lot of people out there. What I'm saying, I don't think a lot of people care, because a lot of people say, well, I can't really change anything. Well, you can change something. But the only way you can change it is with a vote. And if you vote the wrong way, you're not going to change anything.
I'll tell you, Mike, it's interesting. I've seen the traffic in Houston and New Orleans like I've never seen it. Maybe, Stevie, maybe those 9.1% unemployed all have gas money. But maybe they're out looking.
They must, John.
But I'll tell you, it's strange. But I think people wouldn't watch the president because Mike's right about there's nothing I can do. But also, not really believe anything anyone's saying, which is a real problem. We've always known you take it with a grain of salt, but now it's gotten to where, oh, they're all alike. Oh, they'll say anything.
Yep, yep.
Let's see the real world. Let's see if Aaron Rodgers can complete a pass.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so essentially the people are feeling, listen, we've heard it all before, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've heard it all before. What are they really going to do, because we've heard it all before? So they're at that point.
It's going to be the same thing. There's no, it's going to be more regulations, bigger government, and taxing the rich. I mean, it's going to be the same thing, because he basically said that the other day. You know, we got to bring in more money, but we got to, bring in more money, but we're going to have to, find a source to get it, and a lot of that's going to be through taxing, and that's not going to help small businesses, period.
Hey, Johnny,
I don't have the answer. Well, I'm not the president. I don't have the answer. I have to worry about this. But, I mean, my God, hire somebody. Talk to some experts. Get the right people on board, not yes people, and say, geez, you know, there got to be economists out there who understand this and say, here's the best way to go. It's been proven in history the way Reagan did it wasn't bad. Clinton didn't do that bad a job. There's got to be ways to get things done.
What, Johnny, what could the president say that would say VersaBar is going to go out and hire people? What could he say to you that would make you say, we're going to grow?
He could say, and I'm not looking for it, but he could say that, look, we're going to reduce the burden that we have been putting. We need services, but we need jobs. We're going to reduce the burden we're putting on people and companies to hire and to create work. We're going to cut regulations down, and right now we're not going to talk about a tax increase on anyone because we need the money out there. We've got enough money. Now, if you think he'll say that, you better tune in the game because you're not going to hear it. But that's what I think that's what the problem is the in America there's plenty of money. I think everybody's waiting to see which way to go with it. And asking for more of it for the government isn't going to inspire anyone because the confidence in the government's ability to do something efficient with it is very low.
Well,
so
I would guarantee you he would be reelected if he pushed one thing. Flat tax, 15% flat tax. We'll balance the budget in the next 5 years. No question about it. But that means everybody pays now. That means everybody pays. Now, what's the matter with that? If we're all citizens of this country, why doesn't everybody pay their fair amount? Why should those who have worked their butt off and they have more in life pay more? And probably a lot of them would anyway, but I'm just saying, why?
The other thing is, it's good for everyone to have a little bit of skin in the game, quote unquote. Yeah. Just $50, anything at all, that is utterly free. There's a lot of difference in terms of feeling like you're part of the deal, and it's good for all of us.
They are part of the deal, but they're the receiving part of the deal.
Right. Well, but that's what I'm saying. The reality is somebody has to do. So we're either all in it together or we're not. And I think if you have a percent tax, Steve, and you want more from the rich, you get 20%. If you make more money, you pay more because
money. That's exactly what they'll say, though, that those under $50,000 that aren't really paying any federal income tax, they'll say, well, 15%, you're raising taxes on the middle class. You'll hear that class warfare.
That's right. You're right, because they're American citizens.
Yeah.
Time out, because they're American citizens. That's the whole thing. They have representation in government. That was taxation without they have representation, but they should do the same thing everybody else does. You're talking about, well, if they don't, they're entitled. There's no entitlements. You're an American citizen. You pay your fair share. Everybody does it. It's all taken care of. We get the job done. We go forward as one country, one people. But no, we're going to separate. Well, you're over here. You didn't get this. And you didn't get, well. It's wrong. That's all I'm telling you.
And I agree with Mike. I think you're on a team if we're all in together. I'll agree that 10% of $30,000 is harder than 10% of $3 million. It's harder.
Oh, yeah,
it's harder for that person to pay $3,000 than it is for the guy making $3 million to pay $300,000. But it's better in the end for everybody because everybody's on the same page and will appreciate what you're saying about America.
Yeah. Well, what's going to happen here, and everybody knows it, is that this campaign ahead will be nothing but we're not as bad as they are, and it's nothing going to be uplifting about this except to say, and then when you really get it down and dirty, they're going to say you don't like the president because of his race. That's already coming out, and it's so ridiculous.
Well, the Democrats are kind of stuck with the president. They're stuck with him. They put him up, and I think Mike and I don't know about Mike now, but we were thinking he's probably going to win. Right now, I don't think he's going to win. I didn't realize some of the blocks of votes, like the independents and Hispanics, had dropped to half what he had when he was elected, and I haven't heard any shift at all from the president that's going to make people rechange their mind. He may be in a hole he can't get out of, and the Democrats they can't put anyone else in. He's their guy. And what's going to happen, Steve, when you don't have any kind of a defense, you have to have an offense. They're just going to go after who's ever coming at them call them what they can.
John, he really hasn't been a plus for anybody. I mean, you look at who's he been a plus for. I mean, you can say, well, even a lot of the people who voted for him, I don't think he's been a plus for him. I mean, when you talk about getting things done the way they want it, probably even the environmentalists would say, well, he hasn't done all the things he promised to do. So, I mean, when you really look at it, and first of all, the president can't do everything anyway. I'm not knocking him for that. But I'm saying, my goodness, institute something, go forward with it, and take your lumps. If it's going to, you're going to have to get hit once.
It's almost both parties could, you know, pick their guy and just watch what happens. If the economy stays like it is or gets any worse, no chance.
Yeah. All right. That's Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka. We got our break coming up. We'll be back in just a moment and conclude our discussion every Monday and Friday, 7:30 to 8 on Connect FM 93.5, 95.3. I'm Stevie J. Time for the Wall Street Report, 7:50. It's 10 till 8. Mondays and Fridays, Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny on the radio with us at 7:51 on 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Oil prices up 10 bucks, Johnny, up over 90 again. Again, inevitable, right?
Well, we use a lot of oil, and that's where the market is. I don't see it. It'll fluctuate. I don't see it dropping down for any length of time much below that. And we're working at it, Steve. We're trying to find new oil down here in this area, and the permits are slowly being leaked out. That you say, what could Obama do to help? He could release some of the restrictions that they've had on the timing of these oil permits, and also maybe open up a couple new areas. Something that nobody would have predicted, and get a minor bit of criticism from people who will vote for him anyway, and then put some confidence back into the business community.
And you know, Mike, when you're talking about regulations and you have people working at the EPA, you have people working at land management and all these other places, their job is to process that request form after form after form. Otherwise, what would they do? They've got a job to do. That's what's so cumbersome, is you've got to justify your existence in some of these roles.
Well, do they? I don't know if they do, but I guess that's part of it.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Stevie. Yesterday I was on a Chinese crude ship that the Coast Guard inspected. And these guys are, the Coast Guard's a great group of guys, by the way. And they have a job, and they're supposed to do a checklist. And every few months, this checklist gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And they take their job seriously. In their mind, they're protecting us, and I think they are. But it's a huge amount of work. A lot of it probably could be streamlined. And this happens at every level of government every day. And it's too much, and it just slows everything down. It's not the people who are doing that job. It's the system that grows to where it just
exactly
grinds you down.
A polluted system.
Yes.
But to correct it means jobs, right?
Well, correct it means jobs. Correct it doesn't necessarily mean jobs. You can have that job, but you can make it a little more practical. I think you just have to review everything and say, listen, if you did this whole book of inspections, it'd take a week, and we need to do these inspections in a day, maybe 2 days. So here's what we've got to do, and these are the high points, and we don't need this anymore. That was in 1954. We were worried about that. That's gone. And go through those things. And government tends to carry everything in the past with them, and that's what happens with it. That's what bureaucracy is. So that's a simple thing, and everybody knows it, but no one really does anything about it.
All right, football, we're back, Mike. Feels good. College football this weekend, the NFL next week, and, of course, next Thursday, the Saints at Green Bay. We talked about that for a month. And I'm so glad that we've got football back. I'm so glad that the NFL here, it's a big part of America. I mean, that's number one pastime. There's no question it's got to be football.
Well, people don't really realize how big it is and how many people it would have affected if that lockout would have continued. And I just think it's great it's back. College football kicked off last night. A lot of good games, a lot of excitement, basically mostly major schools playing, smaller schools, but still good football, and I think people are back into it. And, I mean, there's something else to think about. Guys, listen, you get tired of thinking about all this dreary stuff. Well, do I have, this, the job, this, that, that. So you think about football a little bit, and it helps.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting, Steve, but I was watching Greta Van Susteren, who's from Wisconsin, and she was talking about the speech, which was moved to the Thursday night season opener. She said, Wisconsin's a swing state. if Green Bay loses, that's it for Obama, because they're going to blame him.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. Well, and Mike, you'll continue your work with ESPN this season, correct?
Well, the good Lord willing, I'm going to work for him, hopefully for the next couple of years at least, and we'll see what happens. And hopefully I can add a little bit of fun to this.
Now, you remember the E.F. Hutton commercials, Johnny, when E.F.
Hey, listen, if you don't want to know what's happening, ask Mike Ditka.
Hey, when you speak, Mike, I listen, man, because I think you've got substance, you've got content, and I think you're right every darn time. So,
well, I appreciate that, guys. We're going to have some fun. Like I said, you got the baseball playoffs coming up in a little bit. You got the start of the football season. You're going to have some of, I think, the best weather, although I'm a little scary what you got down there in New Orleans coming in, John.
Well,
well, we're worried about it, too. It's going to be a lot of rain right now, and then whether or not it stalls out there and builds into something really nasty, we just wait and see.
Well, we will reconvene Labor Day Monday. If you're both available, we'll chat Labor Day Monday. That's Monday. And, of course, talk a little more about Saints at Green Bay. What an upset that's going to be. Woo-hoo!
That's going to hurt Obama. He should have read his speech on that night.
That's so funny. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, thanks as always, guys.
All right, guys. You take care.
Have a good weekend.
God bless.
God bless you. That's Mike Ditka, Hall of Famer icon, Duck Coach.
Yeah.
And Brother Johnny, always a pleasure. Mondays and Fridays, and we just talk about the news of the day.
Uh-huh.
And, boy, it's fun because, you know what, they're just going to say what they believe.
That's right.
Whether you agree with it or not, at least it's candid. You respect the fact that they have a position in this politically correct world we live in. They say what they mean. And they mean what they say. Okay, we'll be right back at Fox News coming up. And what about these jobs numbers? Is it what we expected? What's it say about the future? We're 9.1%, zero jobs added in the last month. We'll chime in with Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Chicago. Do that coming up. And again, our Home Sweet Home promotion has kicked off today. Want you to know more about it right now. 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. Saturday, October 1st, it's the game of the year, Illini Homecoming. And you and a friend could join us in the best seats in the house. It's our Home Sweet Home contest, and you could be one of five winners. Hi, I'm Stevie J. I'll be hosting our plush suite overlooking Memorial Stadium, Zupke Field, for the big game. It'll be fully catered and really comfortable. These tickets cost $500 each, and I could have two for you. So enter today, then listen to my show every weekday morning from 7 to 9, beginning September 12th. Each morning at 7:05 and 8:05, I'll tell you when to listen for your name later that day. When you hear it, you'll have 10 minutes to call in and win. See complete contest rules at myconnectfm.com. There's no purchase necessary, and you can enter as many times as you like at Hickory Point Bank, Devonshire Drive in Champaign, The Studio in Urbana, Body and Soul, Route 45 in Savoy, and at CAMS.
Bye!